"Alas, not me, Lord," she said. "Shadow lies on me still. Look not to me for healing. I am a shield maiden, and my hand is ungentle. But I thank you for this at least, that I need not keep to my chamber. I will walk abroad by the grace of the steward of the city." And she did him a courtesy and walked back to the house. But Faramir for a long while walked alone in the garden, and his glance now strayed rather to the house than to the eastward walls. When he returned to his chamber, he called for the warden, and heard all that he could tell of the Lady of Rohan.
"But I doubt not, Lord," said the warden, "that you would learn more from the halfling that is with us, for he was in the riding of the king, and with the lady at the end, they say."
And so Merry was sent to Faramir, and while that day lasted they talked long together, and Faramir learned much, more even than Merry put into words. And he thought that he understood now something of the grief and unrest of Eowyn of Rohan. And in the fair evening Faramir and Merry walked in the garden, but she did not come. But in the morning, as Faramir came from the houses, he saw her as she stood upon the walls, and she was clad all in white and gleamed in the sun. And he called to her, and she came down. And they walked on the grass or sat under a green tree together, now in silence, now in speech. And each day after they did likewise. And the warden, looking from his window, was glad in heart, for he was a healer, and his care was lightened. And certain it was that, heavy as was the dread and foreboding of those days upon the hearts of men, still these two of his charges prospered and grew daily in strength. And so the fifth day came since the Lady Eowyn went first to Faramir, and they stood now together once more upon the walls of the city and looked out. No tidings had yet come, and all hearts were darkened. The weather, too, was bright no longer. It was cold. A wind that had sprung up in the night was blowing now keenly from the north, and it was rising. But the lands about looked grey and drear. They were clad in warm raiment and heavy cloaks. And over all the Lady Eowyn wore a great blue mantle of the colour of deep summer night, and it was set with silver stars about hem and throat. Faramir had sent for this robe, and had wrapped it about her, and he thought that she looked fair and queenly indeed as she stood there at his side. The mantle was wrought by his mother, Finduilas of Armroth, who died untimely, and was to him but a memory of loveliness in far days, and of his first grief. And her robe seemed to him raiment fitting for the beauty and sadness of Eowyn.